Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Yisrei, the Parsha of Kabbalah Sater. Yisro Hashem, Mishmar Beis, will be completing Sefer Yeshayahu this Thursday night, then a Siyum last Sukkah next Thursday night, a very special Simcha for that small bit of time from midnight till about 12:20 or 12:25. We've been learning a parak a week. We learned almost all of Nevi'im and Ksubim, and Yeshayahu is the sefer, the last sefer of the Nevi'im Achrayim that we are learning. And since this week's Haftarah is about Yeshayahu HaNavi, it's Haftarah from Yeshayahu Perek Tes, therefore I'd like to share with you a thought. We find in the Haftarah, by the last Sukkah, which off of Perek Tes, part of the parasha of Kiyelad Yulalanu Benitamanu, a very famous part of Yeshaya, which foretells the birth of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. It's from this parasha that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Roy Hoysa Chizkiyahu HaMelech Liyos Mashiach, that he could have been the ultimate Goyel, the ultimate Redeemer, Lulei, that he was not Zeicha, and the Klai Yisrael was not Zeicha. But this is a parasha about the Goyel. What's unusual about it is, it describes, of course, in many words, the Gemara says the 8 words of praise of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and one of them is Lamar Bahamisra. Lamar Bahamisra means he'll have a great leadership. But the word Lamarbe is spelled with an endemem, Lamed endemem Resh Beis Hei. I believe this is the only place in Tanakh where an endemem letter appears in the middle of a word. You will notice that it's very strange. Some Chumashim print it as a Kreenik Siv. It's not really a Kreenik Siv. There's no disease in the Kreenik Siv. The Ksiv is the Kree, Lamarbe Amisra. Just it's spelled with an endemem in the middle of a word. And this leads us to a discussion of what the endemems really represent. Actually, all the endemem letters. There are 5 endemem letters, which the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel and in Masechta Shabbos describes as Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Endechav. No correct pronunciation for that word. It's an acronym. Some people say Minatzpach and some say Mansapach. However, it's pronounced. These are Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chav, the 5 letters that have endemem letters. What is the meaning of some letters that have under letters and end the letters in the Aleph Beis? So it says in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Perek Mem Ches, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hey Oisya, Shekafel B'Torah Ba'Oisya, Is Kulam B'Seid HaGeula. Somehow they're all a remez that has to do with Geula. You understand that it's an ender letter. The idea of ender is something that symbolizes the end of Geula, the time that we all look forward to. And there it says that the Chaf is the symbol of the Geula of Avraham Avinu, and the Mem of Yitzchak, and the Nun of Yaakov Avinu. The Pei, of course, is Pokeis Pokadati, the Geula of Mitzrayim. And the Tzadik is the Geula HaAsida, which, of course, the Navi tells us in Zechariah Perek Vav, Hine Yish Tzemeach Shemayot, that there will be a Goyel with the letter Tzadik. So these letters somehow represent letters of Geula, and of course it needs an explanation, but it's accepted by us. I had seen an incredible Gra. The Gra says that there are 5 parshiyos in our Torah that teach us halachas. I'm not talking about this, like the happenings of Torah, but halachas, there are 5 parshas of halacha that were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And they were said by others, either Magog and Flusai de Zakai, such as Pesach Sheni, which was given through righteous people, or Chayvai de Chayev, such as the Mekayshesh, which was given through unworthy people, Magog and Chayvai de Chayev. What are the 5 parshas? The Gra, they are the letters of Minatzpach. Mem is the parsha of Mekayshesh, the Mekayshesh Eitzim. Nun is the Nekev Hashem, which is the Makalel, the one who cursed. That was Nekev Shem Hashem. That's Mem Nun. Tzadik is Tzalavcha, the Menei Tzalavcha, the Gadlin Tzchusai, the Zakai, and the Parsha was given to them. Pei is Pesach Sheni, Pasha Pesach Sheni, which was given through righteous people. And Chaf is Chazvi Basur, the right to kill Chazvi Basur, which was given through Pimchas, who was Mechadish this halacha. So the five of Menatzbech represent these five. Now, what has it got to do with Endelez? What's the Shaishis? So the Gra tells this to us, but he doesn't explain the Shaishis. To understand, we take the words of the Maharal. The Maharal is in Gevuras Hashem Perichavav, also in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach and Maimer Pepes. And the Maharal says the following. I already quoted to you that the Pirkei Dei Rabbi Elazar says that these are Oisius of Geula, says the Maharal. We have a Kabbalah. The world was created with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. That the Oisius were used to create the Torah. It's called the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah tells us that the Oisius of Torah were used to create the Sefer Chaf Beis Oisius, meaning that the Ender letters were not used to create the world. So the Maharal, the Geula, has to come through people. And the Remez of the five Ender letters is to the Geula, which comes through the Kleiches of deserving people who do things to bring the Geula closer. Once we understand that the Ender letters represent the Shtadlus of people that in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Schus for a Geula, now the Gaon is beautiful. The Gaon says that these five Parshiyos, which are Merumis, came not from Sinai directly, but through people and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful understanding of the Gaon. I do want to end with something. In Musaf, Tikanta Shabbos, we say the letters of the Aleph Beis backwards. Tikanta starts with a Tav, Shin Shabbos starts with a Shin, Ratzisa starts with a Resh, and so on. We go all the way down to Aleph. Aleph is Uz. Then it's followed by Misinai, which in the Tzabu Tzibi Pala Karai, the five Ender letters are symbolized in Mei Sinai, Mem, Mitzav Nun, Tzibu Tzadik, Pala Pei, Karoi, Chav, Minasbech, the letters of Minasbech, Amarunas. Beautiful, nice Ramas. We have the 22 letters plus the five. Halei Dabar, Azmi Sinai, Mitzav Tzibu Pala Karai. The letters that the Gaon says represent things that were not given to Moshe at Sinai. Those five letters are Marum is in Oz Misina in its Tabu Tzibu Pola Koroi. Halei Davaru. Does that need an explanation? Well, I could think of an explanation, but I'd rather you think of an explanation. So this is a Machshava Gebait on Lamar Bahamisra. Why is there an endem in the middle of the word? The Gemara says Lamar Bahamisra. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that from this parsha that Roy Haisa Chizki Olias Melech HaMashiach. It's in Sanhedrin Tzadik Aleph and Alpha. Neima Kol Mem Shebem Tzateva Psucha V'zeh Sosum. Because Shekosh Baruch Hu Chizki Olias Mashiach is Mecher of Gaigul Magag. That he could have been, Chizki could have been Mashiach. How's that Merum is in Mem Shebem Tzateva is Sosum? Now we all understand. Because Sosum means the Gula. And it could have been at the end of the word. It could have been a Kate. And we were not Tzaychen. Chizkiyahu remained an enderman in the middle of the travails of Olam Hazeh, and not the Geula Hasidah. Let us move to another thought related to the Aseres HaDibris on this week's parsha. Gemara B'Mitzvah on Daf Hei, which we learn in Yeshiva, once upon a time, we used to learn to get all the way to Daf Hei. Actually, we got to Daf Hei still in Elofman usually. And there we learned that a goslin is pasalei. This but kosher to make a shua. And the kosher amamine is not a kosher ashvusa. Why? So Chazal tell us, Taisus tells us, because it's an adam chomer, swearing falsely is a terrible aveira. The world shook when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded on saying his name in vain. Question. How do you know that this goslin who you're trusting now to swear, how do you know he knows that the world shook by the tzivoy of a person not swearing falsely, not saying Hashem's name falsely? How do you know that he's aware of it? You're saying, It's an Avayin Chomer, therefore we can let him say, oh, Mecha Tesi, he knows it's an Avayin Chomer. Who knows that he cares it's an Avayin Chomer? So beautiful, Teretz, I believe in Reb Tzadik. He says, Istakol Bairaisa O Bari Alma. Hashem created the world based on the Torah. Since the world shook at the Tzivui of Yeshua Sheker, so therefore it became the nature of people that they're afraid of swearing falsely. There's a swear to, fear to swear falsely. It's not only in Halacha, in the secular world also. Somebody becomes president, he takes an oath. Well, he takes an oath. If he's not honest, what does the oath tell? Or if someone says testimony in court, he takes an oath. What does it mean, an oath? Why is an oath important? Because it's stakel by rice of Ariyama. In the subconsciousness of the world, is realization that a false oath is something that's different. Subconsciously, even the biggest atheist, well, what does it mean to him to swear false? The answer is, in his subconscious, he's aware there's a creator. He's aware that there's something special about swearing falsely. This may answer something. I always wondered why the non-believers want to explain the miracles of Nach. Why is it important to them to explain the miracles of the Torah? They spend time trying to explain Kriyas Yamsuf in a natural way. For what reason? I remember in the 1990s, they discovered natural gas in the gas fields of the Negev and the Sinai in Eretz Yisrael. It was then the U.S. News and World Report was a weekly magazine. It had on the cover, Mystery of the Burning Bush Explained, a cover story no less. The article was about the discovery of natural gas. And said, now we know why Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snap. There must have been somehow a natural gas leak spritzing out of the ground, and somehow became ignited. So a natural gas leak, that's ignited, would look like a burning bush, like a snap and ucho. If you don't believe it, why do you talk about it? Recently, within the last 6 months, there was a theory to explain the destruction of Sodom, that an asteroid destroyed Sodom, and that the tremendous heat of an asteroid could cause the things that happened in Sodom near the Yam HaMelech. Why do you drain a cup? Why are you draining a cup to explain it? If you believe the Torah, the Rabbi Shalom did it. If you don't believe the Torah, leave it alone. The answer is of Tzadik Sisai. In the subconscious of every human being is a knowledge that things are true. And therefore, there's a terrible desire to try to explain it somehow. Rav Tzadik says that's what we find in the Gemara, Kedah Amri Yinchi. We find the Gemara says, as people say. What's the difference, Kedah Amri Yinchi? It's a saying that people say. That means it has a source. Gemara Bava Kam Tzadik Beis goes through a bunch of Kedah Amri Yinchis, and it brings psukim to them. And it says, Amalei Rav El Rabba, Menoham El Sad Amri Yinchi. What's the source of this that people say? So Rav Tzadik, Istaka Bairaisa Bariyoma. If a person's a good person, and he has a saying that he says, it's very likely that it comes from a good source. Istakol bayraisa ubari yoma. The nature of the world, subconsciously, people have a certain awareness. And so, with this absolutely beautiful thought of Rav Tzadik, I want to wish one and all a absolutely wonderful Shabbos, Kodesh, Kabbalah, Satira, the Kabbalah, myself, both to be mishtadl for the Gula, and, of course, to allow the deep-rooted belief in a Bari Olam and a purpose to come forward and overwhelm our desires for wasting time, for resting, for looking at the Internet, for all these things that drag us down, that drag us down, dragging around. You can't stay in shul late at night. You have to go to sleep, but everyone drags around at home anyway until they go to sleep. So why not be in shul? I got news for you. If you stay in shul late and you come home, you go right to bed. You won't dray around. You'll be exhausted. So what is it? It's just that the nature of a person to be lazy overcomes what he really knows he should be doing. Follow it. Push yourself. And Yitz Hashem, you'll be zechut to an Olam Haba. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.